Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our art, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together.
This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and I'd like to welcome you today to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, my favorite place to be every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you will be joining us as we go forward this year. Very exciting year ahead. It started out with a lot of things shaking around the planet, including Mother Earth, and we've been having an opportunity to heal ourselves, to heal our families, our communities, and Mother Earth. Today, my guest on Peace Talks here on Now Time Radio is going to be Tom Blue Wolf with Earth Keepers, One Tribe Trading Company, so I'm going to look forward to having him on board. But before we get with Tom, I just wanted to let you know that on March 3rd and 4th, coming up real soon, I will be speaking at the Life, Harmony, and Light Conference 2012 and beyond. That's Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th. It's going to be at the Cleveland L. Denard Conference Center at Atlanta Technical College, and that's located at 1560 Metropolitan Parkway Southwest. And the times will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. I will be doing not only a lecture on the 3rd, but also I haven't gotten the exact whether it's going to be Saturday or Sunday. I'll also be doing a workshop. And this particular workshop is going to be on the metaphysics of the spun cube, the Earth as a octahedron. And so I invite you, and what that means for us, particularly at this time on the planet. So I look forward to being there. I look forward to seeing you there. There'll be other speakers there, Dr. Delbert Blair, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, Indy Elijah Grant, Sylvia Grant, and many others. So I want you to check out the website, and that website is www.lifeharmonylightconference.com, www.lifeharmonylightconference.com. So check out the website, and I'm sure that your questions will be answered there on the site. And if you need more information, don't hesitate to contact me, Audrey Scott Williams, at 334-691-3216, and I'll be glad to make sure you get the information you need and point you in the right direction for more information. As I'm looking forward here, let's give you a conference contact. That may be more helpful. Kevin, 678-372-0053, or you can call Linda at 404-884-7041. Let me give you those numbers again. 678-372-0053. That's Kevin. Or you can call Linda at 404-884-7041. So I look forward again to seeing you at the Life Harmony Light Conference 2012, March 3rd and 4th. And then on March 11th, I will be in Dothan at the Unity Church there. So come on out if you're in the Alabama Dothan area, and let's celebrate life together. The topic for that day will be the Circle of One, the Circle of One. So I want to bring my dear brother, Tom Blue Wolf, online and welcome him. Let's see, I'm not seeing him on yet, so let's give him a few more minutes. I did tell him 12:15, now that you know where we're going to be, I also want to remind our listening audience that February 24th, 25th, and 26th here at the Optimal Healing Transformational Center in Cottonwood, Alabama, we will be hosting, that's Karen Hunter Watson and myself, a gathering called At the Feet of Our Elders. And this first series in our Elder series, our guest will be a centurion. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, a centurion is someone who is at least 100 years old. And so our presiding elder and guide through the weekend will be Dr. Amelia Boynton Robinson. And it is open to the public. You can find out more information, how to register, whether you're going to be coming in for a day or whether you'll be with us at the retreat center for the weekend. All that information is on my website, AudreyScottWilliams.com. AudreyScottWilliams.com. So, again, I want you to listen in on every Friday, and then on Wednesdays, at 9 p.m., I'm joined by my co-host, Karen Hunter Watson, as we go in, create an environment for all of us to channel together. That's our prayer, that we bring you what's on our heart, what's channeled through. Of course, with me, everyone knows it's the grandmothers of the four directions, but really just opening up to allow what comes forward and encouraging others during that time to do so and call in and share. Then on Thursdays, we have First Thursday. That is called Seven Generations and Beyond, every first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And that is a multi-generational show. So it's going to be co-hosted by an elder and a young person talking about peace, how we get there, how do we heal, how do we bridge the gap. And on Sundays, of course, with Makua Ray, you have Sound Synchronicity at 9 p.m. So stay tuned to Now Time Radio. Let's take a break. You're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio with your host, Audrey Scott Williams.
I'm calling out to the whole wide world. Help me scream and shout that we want peace. Big love to Emmanuel Giles.
Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the world see. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am. I wish the world was a little bit better. Time to start looking at the man in the mirror. Fear is the devil policeman. Fear makes good genocide with him so he can. Feel a war of genocide and have a good weekend. Lighting up the land cause nobody was speaking. That's why I am. I'm calling on. People living and die for the world gone deaf, the world gone blind, the world people sitting down on the behind. Nobody cared about the poor and needy. Too busy sucking up to the rich and the greedy. For every hero there's a villain. I am killing. We gotta stop sending our own sin. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that we could all combine. Like Jerry's on the walk, I'm stumbling down. The sound of voices out of cities around. You know what it's worth. Put our voices to work. We gotta shut down heaven and earth. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, would you help me?
Welcome back to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, and exactly, that's what time it is, Now Time. The power of the present moment is infinite. And people laugh at me when I say that sometimes. But you know what? Keep on laughing, because I have found that when you are in the moment, it is the only time that you actually have the power to make a change in the world, to make a change in yourself, to heal and to move forward in perfect harmony. Welcome back. We will be joined shortly by Tom Blue Wolf with Earth Keepers One Tribe Trading Company. We'll be talking about Mother Earth. We're going to be talking about community, and we're going to be talking about relationships and very important topics at this time on the planet. I wanted to let you know that if you have a moment to listen to a great show, check out Makua Ray's Sound Synchronicity last week. You can go on to Now Time Radio on blogtalkradio.com, Now Time Radio, and you can listen to the archives of his last week's show. The grandmothers gave a lot of information that I thought was quite relevant. Now, I do say that some of it may take a moment. You may need to listen to it 2-3 times just to kind of get the drift of it. But very important information. In fact, so important that on this Wednesday, I'm going to be replaying part of that show and then giving sort of a teaching on what exactly the grandmothers were speaking about in terms of this whole concept of the spun cube and how we can access incredible gateways for knowledge, information, and remembrance of ourselves as infinitely connected to all aspects of the cosmos, of the world, of life itself, through basically that carbon seed, that carbon particle that is the basis of all life, especially here on planet Earth, but also in the universe. And so we're going to be talking about how significant is that? Why is that important? On the one hand, it's really great to journey out there into the cosmos. But it's also very important to ground that information in an understanding of what does that mean? How do I apply that in my day-to-day life? And the most important way that I say is that as we understand, the more we understand that we are one with divine source, we are one with the universe. There is nothing on earth and beyond that exists outside of us, that we are the universe. We now have an opportunity. And see, that's what I think is so important about this particular prophetic time, is that this is an opportunity for us to explore the universe, to discover how similar, how much that sameness is within us. Of course, are the answers to all that we seek. Within us, we have the capacity to tap into a power that allows us to shift. And you hear me talk a lot about this shifting period from one dimension to another. And so this is a time of a great shift, not only for ourselves individually, but for the planet. But you know what a shift means? It just simply means that we have explored the universe to the point now that we have the capacity to access more light so that we can see beyond the beyond.
Feels so green.
why, and that's the reason to journey into that inner verse, to discover truly, truly who we are and how deeply we are connected to all life. Because in that space, we treat life differently. In that space of healing, in that space of greater awareness of all things being one, then we make different choices about how we engage ourselves with humanity. Because anything that we do affects not just some other outside source, but because we said there is no outsider, then it comes back. It's affecting me. And so that when I look at poverty and the impact of poverty in our communities, you know, we've walked around the world and we've walked across this country, and you don't have to go outside of America to see the impact of poverty, and not just financial poverty, but even poverty consciousness, to see the impact of that on our communities. And so for me, going deeper inside to access greater gateways, being able to shift my awareness, to shift my level of consciousness, I now am aware that I must live my life in balance and in harmony. So every day, every minute of every day, that's what I'm striving for. And as I do that, I'm finding that more and more awareness about the world and about my own capacity, my own creative spirit is coming forward. More and more I am understanding the true relatedness of all things. And I pray, it is my prayer, that as we talk about peace, as we talk about how we come into balance and harmony with Mother Earth, my prayer is that we will understand that when we look at the oceans, we can meditate and go into the waters in our own bodies. And we can ask ourselves if what we see laying on the water in plastic bags and plastic bottles and trash, what would that look like in my inner verse? What would it look like if landfills that we see outside are what's clogging us inside? And maybe on a metaphysical level, that's what's happening as we look at the level of disease and discomfort that is plaguing many in our society. So we've got to go beyond the comfort zone of who we are. We have to be willing to look at ourselves as stewards of a world, stewards of each other. We've got to be willing to go beyond the beyond.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. A flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, 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 beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 We are all the same. all the same, looking to find our way back to the source, to the one, to the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 Take the journey. Take the journey inside of you. To become quiet. To hear the beyond. To become patient. To receive the beyond. To become open. To invite the beyond and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. 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 What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Keep singing.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Better place for you and for me and the entire.
Let's make it a better place for you and for me. Let's heal the world. And that healing, as I said earlier, begins with ourselves. I'd like to share with you a message that came forward. It's you know, those of you who know me as the author of the Diary of Now Time Prophecies, which is really the foundation for Now Time Radio, because it is our dream and our passion that we will provide information, knowledge, music, mood, that will help humanity to shift. I mean, that's the most important thing for me, is how do we heal, how do we shift? So I want to read to you an introduction from Diary of Now Time Prophecy, Volume 2, which, you know, it's our prayer that it will be out this spring. And this is a prayer that was sent to help us to understand how important we as human beings are. You know, sometimes I think we forget because we're so used to giving our power to others, whether it's governmental organizations, whether it's people we feel have more power than we do, whether it's corporations. We have a tendency to rest in the assurance that somebody else is going to take care of things. But this time that we are in now calls us to awaken, because as we look around us, we see that there are lots of things that, yes, we can be very happy and excited about, and there are a lot of people suffering. There are a lot of ways that Mother Earth herself is suffering. And so there are a lot of things that call us into a greater understanding of our own humanity. And so I'd like to share this. We call upon the powers of the universe, the great organizing energy of all that ever was and all that ever shall be, to pour forth into the hearts of humanity. We pray that each human being awakens to hear their call, to allow that which is coming forward to rise to levels of consciousness that will direct your actions in loving and compassionate ways. We uphold that humanity will not move blindly into the future, but rather embrace the full potential of itself and lift itself to the highest order of its divinity. We call forward all of the spirit guides, ancestors, and angels to encircle you, to nudge you, to rise with you. A brighter day is possible, and we give thanks to you, to those of you who are rising up to meet the challenges of this time. We pray for your continued growth and strengthening, and we vow our presence in your life as a substance from which you can draw strength, courage, and wisdom. May you allow the divine source of all creation to light your path and guide you unencumbered into the mighty future that has been promised to humanity. We vow to be there with you, and we leave you to ponder the possibilities of your future and to take the action that will open the way for a brighter day in your life and in the life of generations to come. Dare to be all that you have been placed here to be and to experience. All is possible. In the midst of great change, much is birth. Remember what is sacred, and give thanks for all the blessings that are being showered down upon this great planet at this time, this favored place in the eyes of all creation.
Wait no more.
bright like Sirius. People from the stars been called mysterious. Oh, it's been so long, do you remember? When the Mayan and Ogon had learning centers in the universe without stars reflecting. All the knowledge held within, no need for guessing. Everything was crystal clear and time specific. Soon the Moria will rise from the Pacific. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is a teachable moment when we are detached from the outcome. We are the ones. Our detachment from the outcomes allows us to grow into a greater sense of awareness of who we are and then apply that in our everyday actions. Elder Minnie Mace from the Down Under continent, from Australia, left me with these words: let those whom the gods have revealed the truth make this truth to grow, that the world may be illuminated by it, and that the children of the future may live in happiness and the knowledge of this truth. We have a great responsibility at this time to live into our truth, to live into our truth, not in fear of what the possibilities of the future may be. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to know the end, look at the beginning. If you want to know the end, look at the beginning. And if we travel back in time to the beginning of what we think is the universe, the Big Bang of 16 billion years ago, there was a great explosion, and through this explosion, over 16 billion years ago, there has been this flowering of creativity and diversity, and all of it has led us to this moment. So if that were the beginning, if that is the beginning, then we get to go in now, inward, 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 to the Big Bang of our universe, and to allow our internal creativity to rise to the place where we create a future, where we create a possible future that is illuminated by this truth. Blue Wolf, who is going to be with us today, often quotes Grandfather Little Bear, who says, the world is perfect. There's just a lot of people having a bad conversation. Our goal in life is to raise the level of our personal poetry until it reflects the highest aspiration of our character as to what it means to be a human being. And, of course, there's Mahatma Gandhi, who says there is a soul force in the universe which, if we permit it, will flow through us and produce miraculous results. You know, and some of you may be saying, well, what does all of this have to do with the issues that are confronting us? What does all of this have to do with the real, down-to-earth, on-the-ground issues? There is no separation. How we perceive ourselves, if we perceive ourselves in limitation and in lack, then the only thing that we can affect in the world around us is limitation and lack. This is a time for the great awakening. Let us have courage to step boldly into that moment, because every day when you wake up is a new day. Every day you have the power within you to live that day moment by moment in perfect harmony, in perfect balance, doing no harm to yourself, to others, and to Mother Earth. Let's wake up and claim our humanity.
Testing on innocent lives. Disease and disaster can be contrived.
so they say, there's going to be a third shaking of the earth. It's not going to be a good thing to see, but we will survive it. We will survive it. And when we survive it, then there's going to be another attempt to make a circle of the human beings on the earth. And all four colors of the four directions will share their wisdom, and there will be peace on earth. Lee Brown, Cherokee Elder. The people who will survive will be those who love life and affirm life in every way they can. They will be people who are willing to make a conscious change in the way they view life and in the actions toward all life. The survivors will be people reaching out for one another, for another level of consciousness, and seeking accommodations and communication with the Creator and the Earth, Sun Bear. I'd like to read a quote from the Bible and from the Quran. From the Bible, so don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. And from the Quran, most surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for those who understand. This is a time for us to reach deep, deep into our hearts, to gain a greater awareness of who we are, of whose we are, and to apply that awareness. I keep saying today, it's all about applying. It's not enough to know and not act. The grandmother saying, have a way of saying, if you have received your calling and you know it, yet you choose to do nothing, shame on you. This is a time when we have the opportunity to resurrect the God in us, to honor all life, to honor all those who have gone before us, who have so much wisdom that they have imparted to us. We don't have to live our lives in fear of losing what we have, in fear of losing that special person, in fear of what people might say. The true value of a human being is determined primarily by the measure and the sense in which he has attained liberation from self. Albert Einstein, the more we can separate ourselves and be detached from the outcomes, we find true freedom. And in that space of freedom, we are free to make the choices that will harmonize life, that will reinstate the values and the virtues that we all share, regardless of what religion, regardless of what country, what border, what race, whether we're male or female. We'll be able, as Mr. McCoy used to say to me, to sing this planet alive. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio, formerly Life Conversations Radio, now Time Radio. It wouldn't be a show if I didn't do that at least once.
Our wisdom cannot be lost, and our spirits cannot be broken. Our wisdom cannot be lost. Whoa, and our spirits cannot be broken. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power. Awaken to your power.
Awake, awake, I'd like to give acknowledgement. You've been listening to Now Time Radio, and on Now Time Radio Peace Talks today, we have listened to the music from Sheila Chandra, Awaken to Your Power. We've heard Tell Me Why by Declan Goldbraith, Beyond by Tina Turner, Wait No More by Makua Ray, Wake Up by Mamouna Youssef, and of course our theme song, the top of the hour, Piece Together Peace by Mystic Column. Have a great week. Enjoy yourself and enjoy all those that you have the blessed opportunity to be in the midst of.
What is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.